This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We talked earlier about the airlines. It reminded me of this story about John Kasich, who is supposedly going to make a run for president. And it's funny, I don't know if he's going to run as a Democrat or a Republican. And we've also got some new polling. I don't know if we'll get into that today. Well, here's what I can tell you. Biden hasn't even entered the race, and he's considered the front runner. Now, because of his ego, he may enter the race because of, you know, he's like, oh, I've got, you know, people want me. They want me to enter. But if he's smart, and I'm not saying that he is, but I think there are people around him who are smart, I think they're going to tell him, don't do it. You can't go out. If you go out as yet another loser against Trump, that's going to ruin your legacy. Right now, Biden actually looks like the same guy, the big boy, the man in the Obama administration. He came on as a buffoon. And now it looks as if Joe Biden may actually come out looking pretty good. I mean, you know, if you go back in balance and look at some of the things that Obama did, Biden in his craziness sort of straightened Obama out in a lot of areas. Hard to believe. Because, I mean, wow, Barack Obama picked Biden because Biden was an idiot and is an idiot. And he remains one. I'm not trying to protect him. He's an idiot, bona fide. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. And John Kasich, who is going to be one of these guys that is applying the, he wants to be applying the ointment for Trump, but he won't be. And I saw a story, all the people who will run against Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, really? Democrats, are you really that desperate? Because you're going to have so many candidates sucking away funding from each other and showcasing the craziness of leftism that you have to make, oh, Donald Trump's going to be have stiff competition this year against who? For all intents and purposes, the next cab driver or Uber driver that you ride with will get as many votes as anybody that runs against Trump in 2020 on the Republican side. But John Kasich, he's one of these never-Trumpers, and I'm not talking about anti-Trumper, a person who can come over eventually and say, yeah, I support him. He is a never-Trumper, dyed in the wool, the guy who thought he could be president when nobody wanted him. This man, I don't know, did John Kasich ever got over 4% of the vote during the primaries, but he still hung in there and wanted to be president. He was hoping for a Hail Mary, former governor of Ohio. Who, well, when I was in Congress, we did this. We were first ones to do, but we balanced the budget. When I was governor of Ohio, we did this. Well, really? Thank you, Jimmy Stewart. But a leftist comedian made a claim against Kasich, saying that Kasich forced this particular lady, comedian, out of her seat because a pilot needed his seat. So he took her seat and refused to relinquish it. So here's what happens. Kasich is sitting on the plane. A pilot comes in and says, sir, I'm going to have to take your seat. They're going to give you another seat. But instead of taking another seat that was assigned by the airline, Kasich just sat in a seat. Okay? So this comedian comes on. Her name is Julie Klausner. They're flying from New York to San Francisco. And Kasich just decides, I'm sitting here. Now, keep in mind, he's in first class. Pilot comes in. I don't make the rules. Has this ever happened to you, by the way? Where they go, hey, sorry, sir, you're going to have to change your seat. It should happen to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a roll with the punches kind of dude. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, well, where are you going to put me? I've only pulled rank one time. I can't call it pulling rank because it's a funny story because it's a rank story. I was coming back from somewhere, I think New York, and I'm telling you, the funkiest people I've ever seen were riding on a plane. I've been on some funky planes. Came to sit down, and the minute they sat down, I said, this ain't happening. I called the flight attendant over. I said, look, I can't sit here. I will throw up. These were the funkiest. It was one dude, actually. And it was Indians. You know, I'm talking about from India. And coming down the aisle, you could smell it. And I just remember thinking, you've got to be kidding. And when this guy, when they came over and that whiff, that you know, the air is coming with them, that draft hit me, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Then the dude takes his mom's bag and puts it up in the thing, and as Richard Pryor said in a comic tape he made one time, the funk rushed out. When this guy raised his arms, things got really bad. Whew! You couldn't take it. I'm telling you right now, I'm a very accommodating person. I couldn't breathe. And I told the flight attendant, I said, you have got to move us. And she finally did. We were sprinkled all over the plane because it was, well, sir, the plane is full. I go, I don't care if I got to ride in a jump seat. I'm not sitting back with these people. Anyway, whole other deal. So Klausner said, Kasich is sitting in her seat. She hadn't made it to the cabin. Then Kasich made a phone call complaining about the pilot who was in. Wait, did she say she did this? I'm trying to figure this out. She says, so Kasich's on the phone talking about, hey, the pilot, he took my seat, whatever. And she shows up to get her seat, and he's still on the phone, and they're trying to figure out how to fix it. But Kasich isn't even paying attention to them. She says, I'm standing at the front. John Kasich is sitting there, either talking on his cell or on his cell phone, whatever. He knows I'm standing right in front of him because that's my seat. Okay? Finally, a ticket agent comes on the plane, looks and sees that Kasich is sitting there, and shook his head and says, this guy was downgraded, and he refused to go into the seat he was newly assigned, and he sat in yours, and that's your seat. And instead of saying, okay, I'm going to sit in seat 12C, which has extra leg room, she said it was premium, not economy, he got really mad, was a total, I'll say prick, she didn't say that, to the staff, and sat in my seat instead. That is what was told to me. Let me tell you something. I guarantee you this. And I bet there are many of you already ahead of me. If that was my seat, I'd have picked John Kasich up out of that seat, and I would have pulled him out and said, you go sit in your seat, clown. See, you know what Kasich did? He did the man thing and just ignored the woman. That's what he did. He ignored a person that he knew could not physically do anything to him. Because I'm telling you what, I would have put hands on him, as we say. I'd have laid hands on him. You're not going to just sit in my seat and ignore me. But that's what he did, sucker. Anyway, look, we got a ton to talk about, more than just Kasich, who has no shot of ever being president. But hey, if he man wants to dream, I'm not going to poo-poo on it. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I keep asking, where in the heck is RBG? And it's a series of questions that come up from time to time that when we forget stuff as conservatives, we forget, like, how good the economy is performing, you know, whether it's jobs and or the stock market or whatever. We don't continue to ask these questions. People just kind of assume, oh, well, I guess it's this or that. No, there's a reason for it. There's a reason why we don't understand where the heck RBG is. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg, she has been made to be Wonder Woman. I mean, the left have made a movie about her. They have made us believe that at 85 years old, she is the healthiest person on the planet. And I could go on. Where the heck is she? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. These are the questions we should be asking. Because we haven't seen her. I predict that she is in dire straits right now. That Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on life support somewhere. I don't wish this on her. But hey, we all got our time on this planet, and we're going to go. The left don't want us to believe this because guess what? 6-3 Supreme Court means we are definitely in control. Forget Justice Roberts. We have nobody that can hold us hostage. And for the record, Donald Trump may make this Supreme Court 7-2 when it's all said and done. He's getting Ruth. The Democrats can be as mad as they want to be. He's getting Ruth. Glad you guys are listening to me. 844-551-8255. Another thing I want to know, where's the Mueller report? That thing should have been out right after Chris. What did Mueller say? We'll release it after the election. Then it was released after the new year. Now we're talking about what? I don't know. April, May, June, July. Your kids will be through college. If you got a 2-year-old son, he may be growing a mustache before you get this report. Where is this report? We paid for it. We've more than paid for it. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and all these Democrats are afraid of this report. They don't want it to come out. All kinds of craziness surrounding it. They're building up all these other rumors around it. Let me tell you something. Backfire. Robert Schultz. We have been able to track down Robert Schultz. Remember, he made a big splash. Isn't it Robert? Is it George? What's his name? CEO of Starbucks. I forget. We've managed to track him down finally. He was speaking at a university, I believe Purdue, and he pulled a Jeb Bush there. We have the clip, right?
Remember Jeb Please Clap moment?
To get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
Well, social media users are pointing out that former Starbucks CEO and a potential 2020 presidential candidate had his similar moment Thursday during a Purdue University address.
Under President Daniels, the cost of an education here will be less expensive in nominal dollars in 2020 than it was in 2012. Congratulations. Got to clap for that.
Cue the Twitter jokes. Jeb 2.0 is online and awaiting instructions. He didn't even say please like Jeb. And if we clap, we'll not run for president.
Poor Howard Schultz, man. He's got all the pizzazz of scum. Give me something. He's got no pizzazz. You would think, this dude was a marketing genius. He took over. He's done a lot in his life. You'd think he'd have some pizzazz. The it factor. He doesn't have it. How sorry is that? Come on, Howard. Will you please clap for that? Thank you. It's Jeb Bush. It is so sad to watch these guys. But anyway, yeah, he's still on the list. But at least we tracked him down because I was beginning to wonder what in the world is going on with this guy. He had disappeared. The Democrats want him to disappear, that's for sure. We were talking about nihilism earlier in the broadcast. College campuses becoming these dens of negativity and nihilism under the name of postmodernism. I love these names. Intersectionality, cisgender, postmodernism, all these different things. Listen, every moment beyond modern is postmodernism. If in this moment, the next moment is postmodern. Because it is the era that goes after whatever I just said. They want you to believe in this whole, I don't know, this intellectual movement that is made up of moral. The concepts from these people, seriously, are third grader. Postmodernism, this person writes, is post because it denies the existence of ultimate principles. And it lacks the optimism of there being a scientific, philosophical, or religious truth which will explain everything to everybody. A characteristic of the so-called modern mind. It denies the existence of any universal truths and even denies that logic exists. This is the nonsense that is being taught to your children in schools. And you wonder why a person like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as dumb as she can be, and I don't even know, she's already superseded the number of times Biden has spoken stupid. And the left look at her like, wow, look at her. She's amazing. If we allow people to look at her as the standard bearer of leftism and we don't ridicule it, shame on us, not on them. Stupid is as stupid does, not to quote old Forrest Gump, but pretty much that's what it is. These things that are coming out of the left, folks, since the beginning of this year, is a lifetime of nuttiness. I'm not even kidding you. Forget the chasing of the Russian lie. We already know about that. Forget the idea that Barack Obama is still canonized. Forget the idea that Hillary Clinton and Bill and the rest of the family is not in prison, as would be most of the FBI leadership, and as would most of the CIA and the NSA leadership. I'm talking about Clapper and Brennan. As would be Eric Holder and half of the Obama administration. Forget all those things. Just look at what these people have done this year. Voting to kill babies in the womb. I mean, the moment that, well, the mom didn't want it, so kill the baby. And ridiculing us for wanting to save the baby, right? The Green New Deal, which the person sponsoring that bill says we've got 12 years to live, but we can turn it around if we go green within 10 years, and it's only going to cost us $93 trillion. And, of course, we're all going to be walking around in soiled loincloths. I could go on. It's Kevin Jackson here listening to KJRadio.com. He says, postmodernism is as dangerous and destructive a philosophy as ever been conceived, the direct route to evil. If there aren't such things as facts, no objective reality, there's no point in learning anything or needing to think clearly. There's no difference between a lie and a truth. I want you to understand postmodernism, that is their fact. There is no difference between a lie and the truth. The only difference is, what are you trying to arrive at? That determines if your truth is a lie or if your lie is a truth. So if you're trying to arrive at a truth that conservatives are great people, that we do amazing things and we are the biggest givers and all that, well, then it's okay to destroy us because you don't want to promote that lie. This is the strangest ideology I think I've ever seen, folks, and we cannot allow it to exist any longer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that President Trump and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi can agree to. That's impeaching the president.
Pelosi said on Capitol Hill that she believes impeachment is divisive and that Congress should not go down that path. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News giving Pelosi some credit.
The president's done an incredible job in his first 2 years in office. The country is better than it's been in decades, and we're actually making progress on a number of fronts. I think it's time for other Democrats in Nancy Pelosi's party to get on board, start doing what they were elected to do.
The Department of Justice is charging more than 40 people in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involves paying up to $6 million for folks to place their children into elite universities. A few of the schools involved in the scandal include Texas, USC, and Georgetown. And regarding the bribes, we're hearing some parents paid $500,000. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What else we got in the news today? Well, there was an explosion in Sweden the other day. I don't know if you guys saw this. Probably not. If you're not following the news, it's not. If you're not following fake news and you're following real news, you might know that story exists. Not much in the media, though, on the Islamic State. And it isn't just because Donald Trump has kicked its butt for the most part. It's the little places where it's springing up, which happen to be places that allow for the Islamic State to grow. Which is essentially where we find ourselves in America now that we've got Omar, who's undoubtedly a Sharia-loving Muslim woman who went a step further than Linda Sarsour and got herself elected to Congress in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota, I don't know if you hear my show there, but you should be ashamed of yourselves letting an infiltrator, someone who is ideologically against everything that you stand for, become a member of our Congress. Shame on you. She's not the first and she won't be the last. What about Tlaib or whatever? She's another one. All brought on by the Keith Ellisons and the Andre Carsons of the world. These black radical leftists. I predicted this, by the way. Read my book, Sexy Brilliance. You'll see. I told you what was coming. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't do everything you can to stop it, it's going to metastasize. It will become a cancer that will destroy this country. Not during my lifetime. Probably not during the lifetime of your children. But it'll be destroyed within a few lifetimes. It won't take two or three more generations of people before it will be done. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. I got nothing against Muslims. Told you guys the other day. They came to this country. I ran into them many, many years ago. When I was in college, a guy comes by my apartment. Hey, I'm with the Muslim, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. Here's a couple of bucks. Move along your merry way. Didn't think anything of it. If you had told me today that's what we would be talking about this issue, I would get my $2 back and I would have been, you know, probably challenging this guy and checking him out. I would have been checking him out more thoroughly, right? But I didn't. Because that's how it is. That's how socialism is. That's how all these isms are on the left. They sneak up on you. Paul Manafort, given more prison time, folks, than murderers and rapists. What did this guy do? His crime? He was associated with Donald Trump at the wrong time. That's it. That's Paul Manafort's crime. That's all it takes. If he's waiting on Trump to bail him out, it isn't going to happen. Not because Donald Trump's not a great guy. Because Donald Trump is more likely to help somebody who doesn't like him than he is to help his friends. That's not a slam on him. What it shows is his political calculus is there. He does understand it. Because what Donald Trump should do is he should say immediately, look, you are on a witch hunt, leftists. You're targeting people around me for nothing they've done. So no matter who you convict, I will pardon, period. And I won't need to pardon myself. That's the stance he should take. Now, Donald Trump doesn't have the chutzpah for that. Oh, he's got chutzpah. Yeah, don't misunderstand me. Trump's fighting for you in the things that are easy to do. He's saying, okay, I'll save Carrier. I'll rearrange some business things. I'll take some bureaucracy out of government. But when it comes to the really tough choices and saying, you know what, I'll prove to you guys, I'll get stuff done. And even if I have to go around Congress to do it, I'll do it. He doesn't do that. Now, there are people out there going, Kevin, are you criticizing Donald Trump? Yeah, doggone Skippy, I am. This is a segment you can understand I disagree with Trump. And it all has to do with a friend of mine named Ann Coulter. Now, I think Ann can go off the rails a bit. But you know what Ann Coulter hasn't done? She hasn't sucked up to Donald Trump. She takes a different tack. And many people can learn from Ann Coulter. See, I go to events that involve the president. In fact, I didn't go to this one, but one of my guys, Chris, went. And you should just watch these people. They should make an Olympic sport as these politicos practically stampede to get a photo with Donald Trump. And worse are those who actually get the ear of the president from time to time. You know, there are a couple of pastors that Donald Trump will have come in and they pray and then they bring in a couple of coalitions, whatever. When you believe you have the ear of Trump, I'm telling you, the majority of people who believe they have that ear get really weird. I've seen it with my own eyes. Now, I want to say this. If you happen to have a friend that gets closer to the president, and you go, hey, listen, I've got this thing I'd like to get in the president. Never do that. I'm going to tell you right now, don't do that. Because those people look at you like, oh, you want access to the president through me? No. They get an attitude about it. And here's what's funny. Most of them couldn't propose any. They can't even get their stuff through to the president. The president sees them on his terms. I'm not criticizing it one way or the other. I'm just telling you the way it is. Unless you go there specific and you say, Mr. President, here's what we're going to be doing in this district to help you with this, that, and it's very pointed. It is one of the empowerment zones or whatever. Trump just, he's going to see you. He's going to be magnanimous, and then you're going to go along your way, and he's going to do whatever it is that he wants to do. And it cracks me up to watch these people that get close to him that believe they have a form of celebrity. And then instead of helping other folks or helping, quite frankly, mankind, they use that celebrity for their own purposes. I hasten to add, I have no issue with people meeting the president and moving their causes along. But moving along your self-indulgence, I do have problems with that. Ann Coulter is not one such animal. Coulter consistently criticized the president on the border wall issue, and she could have easily curried favor with him. I criticized Ann Coulter for not giving the guy a chance early on. I was like, Ann, I had a conversation with her. I go, look, why don't you cut this guy some slack? He just got into office. He's got everybody against him, blah, blah, blah. And I bet if you were like me, you were wondering, what the heck is Coulter thinking? It isn't like Donald Trump's not trying to get this wall built. But maybe he wasn't getting it done the way we expected Donald Trump to get it done. Because when I thought more deeply on the subject, the thing that came to my mind was Obamacare. What's interesting about Obamacare is it should have been called Obama Didn't Care. Because he didn't care what America's wanted, what Americans wanted. I said America's. That's why I corrected myself. Anyway, he didn't care what we wanted when it came to the nationalized health care. Obama decided he would rob the public of their hard-earned money, and he executed on his plan, period. He got a piece of bonehead legislation passed that did nothing to provide more health care. In fact, Obamacare accomplished quite the opposite. Not only did you lose your plan, you lost your doctor. And on top of that, you got more than a 200% plus increase in your insurance payments. Then, when you actually needed to use the insurance, and I use my finger quotes, the deductibles would choke a quarter horse. But Obamacare passed. Even if Obama and team threatened to expose Chief Justice's dirty laundry to do it, Barack Obama said, we're executing on this plan. And Roberts should have vetoed. He should have been the deciding vote that killed Obamacare. But he didn't do it. And it's because, I believe, Barack Obama and team said, we got something on you. I don't know if that's the truth, but it's certainly one of my theories. And Ann Coulter says, look, Donald Trump, why don't you have the same resolve as that eunuch known as Barack Obama? And you know what she managed to do? Ann Coulter got the president's attention. So he gets pissed off. He lashes out at her, labeling her, quote, a wacky nut job, insisting that he was winning on the border despite opposition from the Democratic Party and despite not having fully gotten his funding. He says he's winning. But Trump is... I mean, I'm not going to debate, is he winning? He called this national emergency, and now the Senate appears that they're not going to go with it. I don't know what the details are with that. And then I heard, well, he's resubmitting a budget that they believe that the Democrats are going to reject because they want to have another shutdown. Is that really winning? I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. Barack Obama found a way to win on something that the majority of people do not want. If Trump can't find a way to win on something that the majority of people want, Ann Coulter may very well be right. But he's calling her a wacky nut job. And Ann Coulter is the person who early on made the comment, ask on Bill Maher, who do you think is going to win? And she says, of all the people that are looking at, you know, for the presidency, and she said Donald Trump, and got the biggest laugh on the planet. This is a woman who was an early adopter of Donald Trump, and she's giving him a way to sort of go, you know, maybe you need to rethink how you negotiate. Everything is not a negotiation. Donald Trump makes a lot of deals. Perhaps he's forgotten that some ideas are not open for compromise. Even more interesting to me is Donald Trump's lack of praise for the people who support him, while he gives too much, in my opinion, too much sunshine to the people that are charlatans. Ann Coulter has supported him, and now he calls her a wacky nut job? I don't think she's a wacky
this
nut
is the
job.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked earlier about Ann Coulter coming down on the president and him calling her a wacky nut job. And I thought to myself, it's one thing for him to attack Rosie O'Donnell or somebody, these people that have hated Donald Trump. It's another for him to attack supporters. And I've noticed something about Donald Trump that's very annoying. And it has to do with the people that he brings around, like Omarosa. Omarosa was never a Republican, never a conservative. He meets her. He wants to prove that he can change her. He's like one of these chicks that wants to date the bad boy. And he wants to prove he can change these people, change their hearts and minds. And when it doesn't work out, then he's mad. He's telling you what Omarosa is about. Meanwhile, the people who have really helped him, and I'm not talking about Sean Hannity where he becomes a useful stooge, and I'll use myself because I don't like using examples where other people are involved. I'll use me. I've done more interviews in support of Donald Trump. I have, and by the way, I'm a perfect person to talk to about Trump because I wasn't an early adopter. I wasn't the person that said he's the man and all this. I wasn't a Trump cheerleader with pom-poms that have DJT on them. I was just a guy that was asked to evaluate him. I remember being on Sean Hannity's radio show, and Sean was mad at me because I was playing devil's advocate about pushing back about, you know, different things about Trump. And it finally got to the point where I said, Sean, I get you're a Trump supporter. You brought me on here so I could, you know, add to the discussion, not to become a cheerleader. How about you let me do what I do? You're right. Yeah, I know I'm right. So it's okay for people to question his bankruptcies. It's okay for people to question his temperament, you know, things like this. And I said a lot of it we don't really know because, you know, we have been exposed to him the way many other people are. But don't think he's not going to go through this meat grinder. That's what the political process is. However, and I said this, if he is the ultimate winner, I'll support him. I would expect everybody else to, too, because he will have gotten through the best gauntlet of candidates probably in the history of our republic. That's what I said. And Sean's pushing back the entire time. Now, Donald Trump, I have yet to be one of my guys got invited, and I could have, you know, I could have made some phone calls and gotten invited to various White House functions, but I didn't do it. When they bring in all the, we're going to bring in black this or black that. White House hasn't extended me an invitation, and don't act like these clowns don't know who I am. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because I want to tell you there's a lot of pettiness in the black conservative movement, and there are people probably going, well, it's not invite Kevin, yeah. And I don't care. I'm not vying to get an invite to the White House. But I think about Trump, and the biggest mistake that this man makes is in personnel. He wants to, he's got a small version of the John McCain virus that wants to reach across the aisle. And what Donald Trump should be doing is elevating the people who are standing behind him. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. It's not a show. I told you guys, when I agree with Trump, I'll agree with him. When I disagree with him, you'll know. I disagree with him on how he treats Ann Coulter because she's forcing him to say, you need to redo your strategy on border security. If it's that important to you, then why don't you pull in Obama? Why don't you do it at all cost? And then why don't you make them have to eat it? That's what you should be doing. There should be no excuses. Donald Trump ran on this issue. He should be making it happen. And I know, oh, Kevin, he declared a national emergency. Yeah, he did all that stuff. But you know what? He needs to do more. He needs to just force it down their throats because the American people not only want better border security, we need better border security. I'm going to move on because I want to talk about Trump and this fault of his trust in leftists. He's not a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, and I think that's a good thing, given that what the Republican Party now represents. But at its core, Republicanism built this country. And that's the Republican that I believe defines President Trump. Republicans freed the slaves, fought for the inalienable rights of all mankind. They continue to fight for the very policies today that freed the slaves, despite overwhelming ignorance and pushback from the Democrats. Nevertheless, President Trump believes Democrats to be redeemable. This is where we split apart, because I don't. And that's why he put aside political ideologies in selecting his staff. As we've learned, he appointed some staffers to his detriment. And I'll talk about Omarosa in more detail in a bit. But General John Kelly was one such Democrat. And the Daily Caller wrote this, President Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, said Wednesday he probably would have worked for a potential President Hillary Clinton had she asked him to, saying that service to the country is more important than politics. The Gold Star father made the comments during a Q&A session at Duke, which ABC News was able to obtain an audio recording of, and he said this, if I had gotten a call If Hillary Clinton won the presidency and she called and said, I really need a good chief of staff here, I probably have done it, Kelly said. Politics aside, it's all about governing the country. What a crock of smullet, right? You know what I'm saying? What a crock of smullet. No serious person would work for Hillary Clinton. No serious politico, no serious Republican, no serious conservative, no serious human being would dare work for that scandalous scoundrel, that skank known as Hillary Clinton. Her administration would have been even more corrupt than Barack Obama's, and that is saying a ton. The problem in America, folks, is the difference in definition of Republican the way we believe it to be and what rhinos like John Kelly and the others. And Donald Trump is trying to take these left-leaning Democrats or moderates and make them into right-leaning conservatives, and he thinks he's going to do it on cult of personality. It's not going to happen. And a good example is Colin Powell, not dealing with Donald Trump, but just in general. A Democrat hiding in Republican circles. There is nothing Republican about Colin Powell. One of my military buddies said of Powell, if he were white, he'd be Captain Powell. He wouldn't be general. As for Trump, he did worse than Bush in selecting rhinos. We profiled General Mad Dog Mattis. Excuse me, I still have this bug, guys. And here's what we wrote. All of the major names that the White House transition team submitted for top Pentagon positions were rejected by Mattis. Both Army and Navy Secretary nominees Vincent Viola and Philip Bilden, respectively, dropped out of consideration. Former New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson, up for Air Force Secretary, has yet to receive a committee hearing as of that writing. Former Virginia Congressman Randy Forbes, long rumored to be in line for Navy Secretary, is seen as a long shot because of his adversarial relationship with Mattis. Because the White House transition team will not consider any never-Trumpers to the Pentagon leadership, Mattis has begun looking to appoint key Obama allies to important defense positions. This was written about in the Washington Times. Washington's bitter political climate is far different today from the last transfer of power in 2009. Senate Democrats are resisting Mr. Trump and his agenda via the confirmation process. There's a chance the Defense Department's 53 appointee positions requiring Senate confirmation will be vacant for a long time. The 163 political appointees account for a smidgen of the Pentagon's 25,000 employees, yet can, in the case of Obama, drive the ship. They developed policies that led to an openly gay troops, women in direct combat, a new war in Iraq, climate change as a national security threat. And I'm going to tell you something. Mattis was nowhere near as conservative as we all believe because he was the one leading the charge in every one of those issues. Do I need to bring up Omarosa? Talk about one name that gives you the imagery of a wrecking crew. Omarosa never turned on Trump as she never supported President Trump. And while I put nobody on Trump's team, past or present, in the self-indulgent vein of Omarosa, I can be persuaded that many of them were Omarosa light. I'm not going to belabor the point that Trump gives too many leftists a chance. Some believe he keeps his enemies close. But I believe Donald Trump feels that people will see him for whom he is. And the problem is, these people generally continue on the path of their own ideologies. And with leftism, there's no exit. You can't leave it. And even Trump can't get these people to abandon their families and their friends and their livelihoods when the chips are down. And that's why John Kelly's gone. They can put any sunshine on this story that you want. Trump is finally realizing, I believe, that he can't keep surrounding himself with these never-Trump, anti-Trump, whatever tentacles they have into leftism. He's got to start surrounding himself with people that matter. I'm not looking for a job in the administration. I got too many tweets out there. But he would be well-served to hire somebody like me who has the baggage and say, I'm accepting this baggage. I hope he finds people like that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.